Exclusive, former CBP head, over 300,000 individuals illegally entered U.S. in fiscal year 2020. By Robert Krajicek on May 25, 2021. Mark Morgan, former chief operating officer and acting commissioner for Customs and Border Protection, CBP, told Breitbart News on Sunday that 300,000 aliens illegally entered the U.S. across its southern border since October of 2020. You're looking at well over 300,000 individuals that have illegally entered our country that have either been released or gotten by, and now they're making their way every town, city, and state in this country, said Morgan on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Sunday with host Joel Polak, author of The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It. Morgan noted how the Biden administration's policies facilitate illegal immigration and human trafficking. What this country has done now is they are encouraging, incentivizing, and they're facilitating human smuggling, he said. The calling card has been out there, our borders are open, and the substantive policies that they now have in place support that. He continued, they are trying to facilitate releasing people that illegally enter our borders as fast as possible. On average right now, I think so far, over the last 120 days, Border Patrol has apprehended people from 60-70 different countries just over the last 120 days, on average. Listen. Morgan explained how the White House deceives Americans about the status quo of illegal immigration and border crossings. He remarked, this administration, President Biden, hands down, he inherited the most secure border that we've seen and experienced in our lifetime. That's just a fact. He had a network of tools, policies, and authorities that really took the crisis of 2019 and by May of 2020, we had reduced the flow by 75%. We had 465 miles of wall being built, and a plethora of policies and initiatives that were really giving us the ability to secure our border and protect our national security. And on day one, this administration, with a stroke of political pen, removed it all. The Trump administration's Remain in Mexico policy, which Biden terminated, reduced illegal entry across the southern border by 75% in 1 year, Morgan said. He recalled, we saw in 2019, because of our broken immigration system, was that if you made it across the border with a kid, you were in free. You were released into the United States never to be heard from again. Policies like the Remain in Mexico program removed that incentive. No longer, if they got to our border, would we release them. We'd make them wait in Mexico. And shocker, when you close that loophole, that's when we saw a reduction of 75%. He added, last month, we saw 178,000 apprehensions of people trying to illegally enter the country. That's the highest it's been in 20 years, and the month before was 172,000, the second highest we've seen in 20 years. From April of this year to April last year, that's a 900% increase in apprehensions in a 12-month period. Claims from Biden and his administration officials, including left-wing and partisan Democrat news media, that seasonal fluctuations explain recent increases in illegal entries are absurd, Morgan said. It's absurd for anyone to say it's connected to seasonal patterns, and it's a lie, he assessed. Breitbart News Sunday broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern.